This is Merrill Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. This week's topic, the dreaded teddy bear of doom. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the fact that a woman was tried, convicted, and jailed because she allowed her class of 7-year-olds to name a teddy bear Muhammad.
Oh, what do we do, boo-boo?
Oh, that? That's Yogi Bear, the cartoon icon of the 1960s, whose naming caused rioting and panic in the Hindu Kush and the death of thousands.
You know, I'd expect this sort of public display from Yogi.
No, wait, that never happened. Instead, the naming of both a cartoon character and a popular baseball player with a Hindu holy man's name went completely unnoticed. Not so the naming of a teddy bear in Sudan. The Islamists running the country and trying to keep the world from stopping their genocide of the people of Darfur found something to sidetrack the nation with. They charged Gillian Gibbons with insulting Islam and convicted her to 15 days in prison. And thousands of Muslims in the country thought she got off easily. The authorities in Khartoum had to surround Gibbons with security at all times and keep her hidden from the public for fear they'd lynch her. I am extremely unimpressed with people who say that Gibbons should have known better than to name a teddy bear after Muhammad. You need to have a reality-based system of laws before you get to tell people that they need to be aware of these laws and adhere to them. It is simply beyond the bounds of reality to think that you'd spend 2 weeks in prison for naming a teddy bear Muhammad.
Gosh, Yogi, we're indecent.
No, boo-boo, you're just bears. The indecency here is in the people who insist on laws against insulting religion. I am also fairly unimpressed that British Muslim groups called for her release. I might be more impressed if their protest in front of the Sudanese embassy in Piccadilly had involved more than 20 people. In Khartoum the day before, thousands of angry Muslims, many wielding machetes, called for the death of Gillian Gibbons. I know it's a lot easier to get people to threaten each other with death than it is to peacefully protest a stupid law in front of a genocidal dictatorship's embassy, but still, you'd think more than 20 people would have shown up. I keep on hearing all of these wonderful things about Islam. I am told over and over again that cases like Gillian Gibbons represent the extremes, and they are not typical of Muslims worldwide. And yet, we keep on getting cases like Gillian Gibbons, and the Danish cartoons, and Salman Rushdie, and Ayaan Hirsi Ali. I would like to point out a major difference between them and us. I spent Thanksgiving with my friends and their 4 children. The children helped set the table, and due to an abundance of enthusiasm, set an extra place. We decided to leave it there, and joked throughout the night about the Thanksgiving plate for Elijah. That's a reference to the prophet Elijah, for whom we leave an extra glass of wine on Passover. Elijah is revered in Judaism. We honor him as a prophet, as a holy man, and as the one who will usher in the Messiah. And yet, we joke about Elijah. Many Jewish families have a Passover story with a punchline that includes someone deliberately waiting outside while the family opens the door for the ceremonial cup of Elijah. My very religious grandfather always told his story laughing. We joke a lot about religion in the Western world. I'm sure you've all heard this one. Jesus saves, but Moses invests. Are Jews and Christians offended by that phrase? Maybe. Will someone send me an angry email this week? Possibly. Will I be arrested for it? Whipped? Threatened with death? Lynched? Absolutely not. That's the difference between us and them, and that's what's wrong with Islam. Islam isn't lacking a sense of humor. It lacks sense. It makes absolutely no sense that a woman was imprisoned for allowing her 7-year-old students to name a teddy bear Muhammad.
Oh, what do we do, boo-boo?
What do you do, Yogi? Stay out of any nation that's got Sharia law. Back to you, Tom.